Christmas. Daddy, just one thing I need. I don't care about the present underneath the Christmas tree. I don't need to hang my stocking right upon the fireplace. Santa Claus will make me happy with a toy on Christmas Day. I just want you for my own.
It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth loose,
wrapped
in my
phone. It's
very
emotional.
Assholes.
That was beautiful, Precious.
Timmy Boo.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch, 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 bitch.
Nice, sweet turd. Nice.
Yes, hey freaks, Dimension with you. This right here is Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. Have a great podcast for you today. Christmas theme Sextastic Tuesday, we'll get into that in just a moment. But before that, I knew this was going to be a problem. I set up the new distortedview.com, and one of the features is that you can set up your own groups. And then other people can join the groups, and you can share videos and all this other crap, right? It didn't take long for groups to start popping up, like, Tim has a child's attention span. Post videos here if you submit shit to Tim, but in his infinite wisdom does not air. Do you really have to insult me? It's the first group you guys have added. There's a Not Safe for Work group where we can post, you know, links to some of the videos I talk about that's a little too racy to actually be posted on the website. Then I also have a U-tards group and shit like that. So it's kind of cool, right? You can post, you know, all the stuff you find and talk to other freaks on the new distortedview.com. Sign up right now. But yeah, I mean, you can set up your own group too. You know, if you've got, you know, 3 or 4 or 10 or 20, you know, freaks that you are friends with and you want to set up a private group, you can even do that, have an invite-only thing. So it's a very versatile website. Many ways you can share stupidity now on distortedview.com. All right, let's get into Sextastic Tuesday. This is a stupid bit that I do every Tuesday where I find a porno, a piece of erotic fiction, and I read it to you. This being Distorted View, though, the stories that I look for, the stories that I find are pretty fucked up. They're either gross or just strange, poorly written, just, you know, sex stories that don't work on some level. Let's get into it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you, Sextastic Tuesday.
It's Sextastic.
It was the night before Christmas, and in Santa's workshop, hundreds of elves were working furiously, making toys for the children of the world. Santa was sitting in the center of the workshop on his ornate chair that looked more like a throne as he watched the elves work. His hand was under his thick red tunic, gently jerking off his rigid cock as he thought glumly about the work involved in delivering the gifts all over the world. His pre-cum was glistening like a lit Christmas tree. All right, that line's not in the story, but it really should be. One of the female elves... you gonna get raped. One of the female elves was walking past Santa's chair carrying a finished wooden train, because that's really what kids are asking for these days. Fucking wooden trains. Kids really are stupid and will believe anything. Every time they see Santa's workshop on television or in a book or something, the elves are using their little wooden mallets to bang out trains or dollies or whatever. Meanwhile, what do kids ask Santa Claus for? Video games! How the hell is Santa producing Electronic Arts games? It's bootleg shit, if anything. Santa is peddling hot merchandise. If I was EA, I'd be contacting my lawyers. Sue his ass. Anywho, back to the story. One of the female elves was walking past Santa's chair carrying a finished wooden train when he suddenly bent forward and grabbed her red and green dress just behind her neck. A full-grown elf stood about 3 feet tall and looked more like a 6 or 7 year old child than an adult. and Santa had no trouble in lifting her off her feet with one hand. Her dress rode up her body, exposing her little white panties that Santa ripped from her body with the other hand. She cried out as Santa lifted her high and dropped her bald cunt onto his mouth. Merry Christmas.
No! Please don't!
The little elf cried as she felt Santa's tongue lap at her sex and push its way past her cunt lips and far up her hole. This is the man you're letting slide down your chimney. I'd be concerned. Why isn't Dateline doing an investigation on this creep?
What you up to today?
Oh, you scared me.
What's going on?
I'm delivering presents to little good girls and boys.
Was that your plan?
Yes, of course. I do this every year. What's the problem here?
I have the transcript. That's what the problem is.
Oh, f*** me.
So you want this old guy doing you in your house, on your bed, or wherever?
Yeah.
What are you looking for? I could be your grandpa. Are you sexy naked?
Yes, I wrote that.
Well, if I show up and you're already naked waiting for me on your bed, then it might be hard to be just a friend.
Okay, yes, you caught me, all right.
Maybe you will bleed a lot for the first time.
I made a mistake.
Sometimes people just do anal sex first.
Oh, okay.
Can I rape you anally?
All right. Who are you?
I am Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC, and we're doing a story on computer predator.
Jesus Christ, you know you're ruining my f***ing life here. My life is f***ing ruined. I should have known something was up. Who leaves iced tea out for Santa Claus?
All right, back to the story here. They're always leaving out pitchers of iced tea and cookies. All right, yes. The little elf's legs were wriggling frantically on either side of his head as his tongue pushed his saliva into her slit to lube her up. But her puny strength was no match for Santa, and of course, the magic that all elves possess would not work on Santa Claus. His thick spit dripped out of her front hole as he again lifted her in the air with one hand, while his other hand pulled the front of his red tunic up to his waist. His throbbing cock sprang free, and the little elf screamed as she looked down at the enormous fuck rod. Measuring 9 inches long and 2.5 inches in diameter with a purple bulbous head that was leaking pre-cum, it was far bigger than anything that an elf's cunt was designed to accommodate.
Please don't, Santa, the little elf pleaded. It's too big! I won't be able to take it!
Demonic Santa. Oh, you'll take it all right! Santa growled with a sadistic grin on his face.
You'll take every last inch of it. Oh!
Just to prolong her terror, Santa's a monster, he turned to her so that her back was towards him and lowered her body very slowly until the tip of his prick was resting on her lubricated outer lips. He released his grip slightly, and gravity forced his shaft about 3 inches into the elf's hole, causing her to scream again as the pain of having her sex stretched so wide lanced through her body. Santa's huge hands now rested on her shoulders, and as the tears rolled down her little cheeks, he violently pushed down and drove the entire length of his cock up her cunt. Fresh screams of agony were torn from her throat, and she clenched her fist so tight that her nails cut into the tender flesh of her palms and the blood dripped from her fingers. The agony between her legs. That's a great line. The agony between her legs. The agony between her legs was so intense that she didn't even notice the blood on her hands as Santa gripped her hips and bounced her up and down on his cock.
Oh, fuck, that's good, Santa groaned. You're so tight.
He reached around and laughed as the elf jumped when his fingers made contact with her clit. Even with the pain radiating from her cunt, the little elf's body responded to Santa's experienced fingers as he teased and rubbed at her sensitive bud. He was suddenly very conscious of the silence around him, and he looked over the girl's shoulder to see all of the other elves watching the action. Some of the female elves had nervously backed away in case Santa wanted to rape them next, whilst most of the male elves had their cocks in their hands
and were jacking themselves off as they watched the girl's fuckhole being stretched impossibly wide.
Get back to work, you little bastards! Santa shouted. Haven't you ever seen an elf being fucked before?
As the elves reluctantly turned back to their work, Santa resumed his assault on the girl's clit. Meanwhile, Mrs. Claus was pleased with the amount of elves that she had under her command, and she used them as her slaves. All elves were sworn to serve Santa and Mrs. Claus for life, and had to do whatever was asked of them. Their cocks, however, were no match for Mrs. Claus' slack cunt, but their little fists were just right. She was on her hands and knees on the sofa, with one of the elves standing behind her. Her dress was pulled up to her waist, and the elf's fist was all the way upper cunt to the elbow. He sawed his arm in and out as fast as he could, while another little elf jumped onto the sofa and lowered his mouth onto the woman's brown shithole.
Oh, yeah, that's better,
Mrs. Claus gasped.
Make me come, you little bastards! You make me cream soon, or I'll rip your fucking little cocks off and use them for a dildo!
Oh, wow. The elf that was deep in her cunt fisted her faster, even though the muscles in his shoulder screamed in protest and his face was bathed in sweat. The other elf drove one and then two fingers up the woman's stinking asshole.
Fuck, I'm nearly there, she cried,
just before her body began to shudder in orgasm. Her thick cunt cream sprayed out of her front hole. So, that's, the author likes to use that term, front hole. Soaking the little elf's tunic and her shitter clenched tightly around the other elf's fingers. As she recovered, both elves pulled out, and the first one massaged his shoulder and moved it around with a circular motion to try and relieve some of the pain. Mrs. Claus collapsed face down on the sofa, breathing heavily. Her cunt was open, and the area between her legs was saturated with her juices. Tiptoeing quietly, the two elves made their way towards the door, but her loud voice stopped them in their tracks.
Where the fuck do you think you two are going? I'm not finished yet. I need some cock. Get Stan and Ollie up here.
It's amazing with all the sex going on that any toys are produced. Now back to Santa. Santa lifted the girl elf off his cock. She was very tight, and he didn't want to come just yet. The elf was nearly unconscious,